I think in this game of cricket, to lose your 10 wickets in the first session of a four-day game, it was a tough one for us. And they batted well, Essex, and put us under the caution. I think we needed Moeen in particular to bat for three sessions today, but he played extremely well for his 98. Sadly, it wasn't to be. There was some good reverse swing bowling. The Essex team managed to get the ball to reverse swing, and Napier's a good exponent of that, so it did expose us a little bit. And obviously, after that first morning, it was an inevitable result, really.
Yeah, I mean, how much of a part did the toss play ultimately, do you think?
Oh, a huge part. I'd like somebody to try and find me a sport where the toss is more important than cricket, because I can't find a sport where it's important. I think generally it's are we kicking off or you kicking off, but which way we're playing, you know, in cricket, absolutely crucial. And whoever won that toss was going to put themselves in a very strong position to win the game. It didn't necessarily mean they were going to win the game. They still had to bowl well and catch well, and that's what Essex did. But it was a massive, massive feature in a game of cricket. So, like I say, there's no other sports I can think of that a toss is that crucial.
Did you have a problem with the wicket in the first morning?
Put it this way, it wasn't the ones I used to come and play at Chelmsford, which used to be a really well white grassed wicket that carried nicely and bounced nicely. Obviously this one was green in the middle and shaved at the ends, two tones. Not quite sure how that happens with a mower going across it, but you know, it calmed down quite a lot from the second session onwards, and I think that surprised me, actually. I thought it'd be a little bit juicy for a couple of days, and it did calm down a bit after the first morning.
Just coming back to today and the end of the game, if you like, Brett D'Oliveira, I thought, batted well there, because obviously, okay, some could argue nothing to lose at that point, but I thought he batted very sensibly.
No, Brett's, you know, he can bat, and we know he can bat, because I think it was a couple of years ago, or last year, when he played his last game of the season down at Taunton, we actually played him as a number six batsman spinner. So, you know, he's got the capabilities to bat in the top order. He's had a good second team season with the bat, and hopefully he'll push some of the other lads for those batting spots.
Okay, disappointed today, obviously, but the season as a whole, you've got to be delighted.
Well, I think, you know, like I mentioned to the players just now, you know, we've sort of tailed off a little bit as the season's finishing, but we mustn't take anything away from the fact that we were 33-1 outsiders to get promoted at the start of the season, and we've managed to achieve that. I'd also like to add that I think we've had 8 victories, so 8 wins out of 16 in 4-day competitions are a really, really strong achievement. So, it's been very satisfying when we've proved a lot of people wrong to get promoted. I'm a winner myself, and I like to do things right as well, so to finish the season just dropping off has been disappointing for me personally and the team, but again, that shouldn't detract away from the fact that we won 8 games of cricket.